First and foremost, this is a clear demonstration by the ruling party that they are intolerant to people with divergent views. Secondly, it's a clear, you know, affront against democracy, and it's a show of, you know, if you like, a brutal dictatorship in the way that they're dealing with people with different opinions. They would like to silence everybody and anybody. That is not just us in opposition. It's also the church. You know, not long ago, they deported the Catholic priest who talked about the growing gap between the rich and the poor, who talked about the poor price of commodities, agricultural commodities, raw commodities such as cotton. And he was abducted in the night, detained in a secret location, and deported. So this is the brutality of the PF government in Zambia.
Well, I spoke with the Minister of Information, who sharply denied that the government is intimidating or using any tactics against the opposition. He said, as a matter of fact, they are just strictly following the rules and the laws of the country. So the accusations are flatly wrong.
Can I ask a question? Which law can that Minister of Information quote where he deports a priest who preaches about the poverty? Which statute in Zambia, which statute is he quoting that allows him to send 400 heavily armed police officers to our secretariat, alleging that we have seditious, you know, documents? And after a thorough search of 4 or 5 hours, they found nothing. Which law allows him to do that? He must tell us which law. I mean, he's talking without ignorance. I mean, he's talking with ignorance. He's definitely exhibiting brutality. This is not the only brutality at all. They arrested me. I'm sure you're aware of that. Without any justification, including brutalizing me at the police station when they called us to answer a police call, and they basically fired tear gas inside the police station in a room, creating a gas chamber. What does he call that? This is a clear act of brutality and basically impunity against the laws and governance principles of Zambia.
The defense minister has said that they have uncovered a plot by opposition groups to assassinate the president. Independent groups, have called for a thorough investigation into this and arrest the perpetrators. Do you stand with those groups to get to the bottom of this charge that the defense minister has put out there?
I'm one of those people who has challenged the Minister of Defense to institute an investigation as to who wants to assassinate the president. And he said this in November last year, and it's me who reminded him only a few days ago that he issued an alarming statement, basically a statement to send a scare message, to send, cold water, to pour cold water on the spine of the democratic, activities in our country, so that they can run the country in the way they are, basically above the law or against the law. I'm one of the people who challenged the defense minister to substantiate what he said, and I know what he said has no validity. He was just basically, shooting from the hips. And this is unacceptable from a senior government minister. I'm one of those who challenged him to basically institute an investigation. Nobody wanted to kill the president. He knows that. But he used that as a way of basically sending a scare message to us in the opposition. And it will not happen. I can assure you, we have a brutal dictator brewing in our country. And the international community, the media, must take attention of what is, happening in Zambia.
What is your party's next move following the search of your party office that resulted in no seditious materials found in your office?
Well, we are consulting our lawyers today. I had my executive meeting, our party's National Executive Committee meeting, where we are looking at various courses of action that we need to take. Basically, most of it is around the issues of basically trying to take away our freedoms, trying to take away our rights to exercise democratic activism in our country, and really, really trying to suppress everybody who has an opinion, especially on how the country is run. There are many things that are wrong. The government has instituted a constitutional making process which has not been legalized, which has not been budgeted for, which marginalizes a lot of stakeholders, and also which has no time frame. And because we have been an ardent critic of the government's way of doing things, which are against basically legal provisions and against basic governance standards, they are turning on us in a brutal way they are. And we are asking the international community once more, the media in particular, to take note of what's going on in Zambia. If you look at who is the president's friend, Robert Mugabe, these are his friends. This is another dictatorship brewing just across the Zambezi River. And the international community must take note of it. Otherwise, the UN, African Union will come in Zambia when it's too late. We don't want to lose lives by breeding a dictator. You know, this president is what I call the last of the post-colonial dictators.